We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Kuf Tzadi Vav. We are up to Sif Beis. It's the last line on page 198. The Mechaber says in Sif Beis, Im ochal dvar iser bimikom sakona. If a person ate something that was usher in a place of sakona, he needed to eat it. It was a life-threatening situation. Mevarachin olav. Then he makes a bracha on it. And the Rama writes, V'ayin lekamon Simen Reish Dalev. So even though we learned in Halach Aleph, in the last year, that if you ate a dvar iser, even though it's only asr midrabanan, you don't make a mezumen on it, you don't make a bracha before or afterwards, here the Mechaber says, if the dvar iser that you ate was b'makom sakana, then you do make a bracha on it. Says the Mishavur in Sifkaton Hey, the end of 198. V'afilu ochal iser d'oraisa b'makom sakana. Even if the food that you ate was an iser d'oraisa, but you ate it b'makom sakana, kigom b'pnei choli. For example, you needed it for refuah purposes. Ve'atam, and the reason why you make a bracha on it is to cave on the sakonahu, since it's a sakona, hetera ka'ochil. It's considered that you ate heter. It's mutter to eat it. The other abba, and the opposite is true. Mitzvah ka'ovid lahatzil nafsho. You actually did a mitzvah by eating this food that's asa midaraisa because you're saving yourself. Ukidiksiv, and like the pasuk teaches us, v'chai b'hem, we should live by them. V'amru chazal v'chai b'hem v'lo shiyomus b'hem. We should live by the mitzvos, and we shouldn't die by the mitzvos. And therefore, if one needs to do an aveira to save his life, except the three big aveiros and some other exceptions, then a person can be over the aveira to save his life, and he is doing a mitzvah. Therefore, this person who ate the iser d'oraisa because of the sakana will make a bracha because he's doing a mitzvah. He's not doing an aveira. The Rambam then said, "Va'ayin lekamon simen reish dalid." Says the Mishavur in Sifkat and Vav. We're now on page Kuf. Disham nishne din zeh. There, the Mechaber brings down this halacha again. V'nisbayer shom b'sivches b'haga, and it's brought down in the Rama in Sivches in Simen Reish Dalet. De'im anasuhu leachol einam avarich. That if he was forced to eat physically by somebody, then he will not make a bracha. As opposed to what we're saying over here, that if he was forced to eat because he was sick, so he needed to eat it to save his life, he does make a bracha. But if he was physically forced to eat the food, he would not make the bracha. The Shaar Tzion says in Osir Aleph, Hainu bein dvar heter bein dvar iser. This is not limited to eating something that's usr, even if you ate something that's mutter, but you ate it by someone forcing it down your throat, then you would not make a bracha. Even though you had a gun to your head, you had to eat it, you were forced to eat it as well, because of sakana, still you will not make a bracha. Look over there in the Mishabura, which I'd like to do right now, if we turn to page 224, and we read the Ramah on the top line, he says, Im anasu le'achol olishtos. If one was forced to eat or drink, even though the palate gets benefit from it, you don't get make a brach on it. Since it was an ones. Now the next halacha, and halacha test, the Mechaber says, halacha that we just had, ocho machal o mashke shel iser b'nei ha-sakana, if you ate or drank something that's usher because of a sakana, you are mevarach alav t'chila v'asof. So what's the difference? So if you look in the Mishavura, on page 224, in Simen Reish Dalet, Sifkot and Memhei, the Mishavura explains a beautiful chiluk. Says the Mishavura, v'lo domi l'masha kosev l'kamei b'sif tes, b'ochel iser b'nei ha-sakana b'mevarach alav. Cave on the alcohol ponim nene. There is no comparison between that which the Ramah says in Sivches, that if you are forced to eat, even though the palate is getting hano, you will not make a bracha on it, versus the halacha test where the Mechaber says if you eat an iser because of sakana, you do make a bracha on it. Af digam shom achiloso ayde ones. Even though over there in Sivches, you're also eating out of an ones. Shani Hassan, there it's different when you're eating the iser because it's a sakana. The ha'ones eino al ha'achila gufa. If a person needs a refuah, he needs to eat a certain food. So yes, it's true he's forced to eat the food. But the ma'isa achila is not pa'ones. He's not physically being forced into the achila. Because he's sick, he needs a refuah, therefore he's deciding to eat that food. So the ma'isa achila is done willingly. Which is not the case over here where they're physically forcing you to eat the food. Sheha'achila gufa hu'ayde ones. Here the achila itself is being done by ones, you're being forced to eat it. Sha'ontsev oso lachlo, they're forcing you physically to eat it. There lo shayach bazel lo chayvo levarech al hana oso. There it's not shayach to be mechayv you a bracha because you're hana. Kevin shu b'akorcho, that's another comes b'akorcho. Keni svaras harama, that is the svar of the Ramah, v'iskimu imo harbe achronim. So again, the Ramah differentiates between the case where a person is sick and in that way he's forced to eat Isser, he makes a bracha because there the Maisa Achila is not being forced. The situation is forcing him because he needs a refuah, but he's willingly going to eat the food. There he makes a bracha. Masha Enkid, if they're physically forcing the food down your mouth, in that case, the Maisa Achila is being forced, and therefore, even if you get benefit from the Cheikh, from your palate, you still will not make a bracha. That is the Svar of the Ramah, and many Achronim agree with him. There is an interesting note over here on 224. We'll come back to our Sugya very soon. But in note 32, he says, what about a child that they're forcing him to eat his vegetables? Or they're forcing him to eat some healthy food? So there, Rav Osner says, She'ein ze bichlal kafsu le'echol. That's not considered being forced to eat that you wouldn't make a brach on it. Ki bederech klal ma'achilim oso mipnei she'roim shu ra'i v'tzarech zos. The parents see that he's hungry, he needs to eat it, or he needs it for health reasons. Even if he's fighting it, after he eats, he gets pleasure and he's full. Therefore, that case is pasha, they have to make a bracha. Just for purposes of completion, if you look back in the Mishnah Berurah there, there is a Yesh Chokim al zeh, and they hold the Kevan Shesov Sov Nene Gronamizeh. Since Lamaisa, at the end of the day, in the case where you're being physically forced, at the end of the day, your throat is getting pleasure. Chashiva Achila, some say not like the Ramah, it is considered Achila, the Tzarech Levarach Hazeh, and you do have to make a bracha, just like that which we learned of Kahid Siftah, same thing. V'ayin b'chay Adam Shechriya, since Lamaisa, it's a machlokas, the Chayodam is machriya, the bapas, when it comes to bread, im ochal kadei sviya, if you ate bread, the amount that fills you up by physically being forced, the Birchas Hamazon Shalohu Merat Torah, then benching is Daraisa, then you should Yivarech, then it will be a Savei Daraisa. Otherwise, you wouldn't make the Bracha, because we would say, Savei Darabanan Lekula. Let's go back now to page Kuf, back to Simen Kuf Tzadivav, and now let's begin Siv Gimel. In Siv Gimel, the Mechaber says, Shlosha Sha'ochlu Ke'echad, three that ate together. Echad Nizer Mipas Ovekol Chavim Ve'echad Eino Nizer. One person is makbid not to eat the bread of a goy pas palter, and one is not makbid on pas palter. O Echad Mehem Kohen Ve'ochal Chalos, or one of them is a Kohen, and therefore he's eating Chala. Afal Pisha Oso Shenizar Eino Yochal Lecholim Oso She'eino Nizer. Even though the one who is careful not to eat pas akum is not able to eat with the one that's not nisr, and he is eating pas akum, v'lo Yisrael im ha-kohen, and the Yisrael can't take part in the challah that the kohen is eating. But l'maisa kevan she'oso she'eino nisr, since the one who is not makbid on pas akum, yochol le'ochol im ha-nisr, he can eat with the one who is careful, avada he could eat the pas Yisrael. The Kohen im ha-Yisrael, and the Kohen who is eating the challah could eat the food of the Yisrael. Mitzarfen, therefore they can join in for a zimun. So again, the Mechaber says if you have three people eating together, one is makbid to only have pas Yisrael, one is not makbid. So even though the one who is makbid can eat with the one who is not makbid, he can't take part of his food. But since the one who is not makbid could take part of the food with the one who is makbid, they can join together for a zimun. As long as one of them can take part in the food of the other, it will be okay to join for a zimun. So too, if there's a Kohen in Israel, the Kohen is eating challah, the Israel is eating chulin, so the Kohen can join the Israel, even though the Israel can't join the Kohen in his challah. Avol, however, says the Mechaber, im hoyu kohanim v'zor ochlim ke'echad, if you have in the group kohanim and a non-Kohen together, v'akohanim ochlim challah, the Kohanim are eating challah, which the Israel can't take part of, and the Kohen who's eating challah is also nizer in pasakum, so he can't take part in the Yisrael, because the Zar is eating pasakum, so then ainam etzarfim, because then it's a two-way street, they both can't eat with each other. The Kohanim are eating challah, the Yisrael can't eat with him, and the Kohen is makbid on pasakum, and the Yisrael is eating pasakum. So therefore the Kohen can't eat with the Yisrael's pasakum, and the Yisrael can't eat with the Kohen's challah, and therefore the nam etzarif. So too, if you have three people that each have a neder not to eat from each other, so they're all usher on each other's stuff, they also can't join together for a zimun. Says the Ramah, this is specifically if each person is eating from their own loaf. Avol im ochlim mikikar balhabayas mitzarfin. But if they're eating from the loaf of the balhabayas, then they are all mitzarif to ha'ochlim mikikar echad, because they all could take part in that kikar of the balhabayas. Let's just read the Mechaber in Sif Dalad, since there's no Mishnah Berurah on it, so we don't forget to come back to it. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalad, ein mizamnen al mi sha'ocha pachos mikazayas. We don't make a mezuman on a person who ate less than a kezias. In order to take part in the zimun, he has to have eaten a kezias. Now let's see the mishaburas on sifkaton, on sif gimel. Sifkaton zayin is going on that which we said that if it's a one-way street, meaning the kohen can eat with the Yisrael, even though the Yisrael can eat with the kohen, or even if it would be one has a nether on the other, but it's only one way, then they are mitzarfin. Even if each person is eating from his own loaf, they will be mitzarif for a zimun. But sifkaton ches goes on the case where it's a two-way street, they're each usra on the other person's stuff. For example, the kohen who's makbin on pas Yisrael, so the kohen can eat with Yisrael who's eating pas Yisrael, and the Yisrael can eat with the kohen who's eating challah, then they're not mitzarif. Shekol tzeiruf lezimun sifkaton ches, any joining together for a zimun, eino elo kashem yicholim leischaber yachad. It's only when they're able to join together by achilasan lecho lechem echad that they can eat one bread together. V'kan kol echad nisar milechem chaveru. But here, each person is careful not to eat from his friend, and there you can't make a zimun. Let's see a few notes over here on sifkaton ches. That's note number 8. Note number 8 is going on that which the mishaburah said: a zimun only works if they're able to join together. V'lachain says note number 8: ba'ofen shemachmas sibut studis. Therefore, if for some side reason einam yicholim leechol yachad, they can't eat together, not because it's aser, because of some side reason. For example, she'ein lehem lechem berevach mekol echad. There's not enough bread pasha to go around for everyone. Osha shlishi netzareif emohem la'achar shenigmar lehem alechem. Or the third person joined in after they already finished their bread. So that's a side problem. There's just pasha no bread there. So there, Diane Fisher says she'ein ze ma'akev umitzarfim yachad leziman, since potentially they could really join together and eat from the same bread, just lemaisa for side reasons they can, they could still be mitzarif. If we look at note number 9, he said they have to be eating for one bread. Ubatama davar, what's the reason why they have to join together in one bread? So Scheinberg explains she'inyan hatziruf leziman hu machmas shemachshivim hasoadim es hanaosam kano achas. The reason is because the people who are joining together, we consider their hana like one hana. Ulufika kishainam yicholim lechol ish milechem chaveiro. Therefore, if they can't each join from the other person's bread, ein hana asam chashuva kano achas. We can't view it as one hana together. And the meila ve'einam etzarfim. Note number 10 says, on that which the Mishaburah said that here, each one's makba not to eat from his friend's bread. V'af im kol echol makbid rak b'dera chumra. Even if each person's only makbid b'dera chumra, v'lo mi'ikredin, and not for halachic reasons, they're just machmir, so Rav Yashiv still says, she'enam yicholim lazamen yachad. Even if you don't hold that pas palter is asr, you hold be'etzim it's mutter, you're just makbid, you're machmir, not to have it, still, says Rav Yashiv, that's grounds that you cannot join together for a zimun. And let's see now, back to the Mishaburah, Sifkaton Tes. So we said in the end of the Mechaber, that the same way that it won't work if a Kohen is makbid on Pas Akum and the Yisrael is not makbid, the Yisrael can't eat with the Kohen who's eating challah, the Kohen can't eat with the Yisrael who's eating Pas Akum, so too, if there are three people that each have a nether on each other, they can't eat from each other's bread, so they also are not mistarif together. Says the Mishaburah in Sifkaton Tes, Bein shekol echad mehem mudur mechavero. This din is true whether each one of the three has a nether not to eat from the other two, or if there's only one that has a nether not to get benefit from the two, and the two have a nether back to him, the alcohol upon him, because at the very least, we have one person here who can't join with their bread, they can't join with his. So it doesn't have to be specifically they're each usher on the other ones. It could be that one person is knocked out because he's usher to eat from both of them, they're usher to eat from him, that's enough to break the zimun. Therefore, they don't join together. Avol, but kisheshnayim mudarim me'echad. But if two have a nether not to eat from one, v'hu eino mudar mehem. But he doesn't have a nether not to eat from them. Vaday mitzarfen. For sure, they join together over there. Kevan sha'echad yachal lechol imahem. Like we saw before, as long as it's a one-way street, it's okay. Since the yachad is able to eat from the shnayim, it's okay, even though they can't eat from him. Continues the Mishaburah in the second wide line, Kosva Poskim. Du adin kisha echad ochel cholav ogvina. If one person from the group is eating milk or cheese, vashnayim basar, and two of them are eating meat, mitzarfin, they could also join together for a zimun. Sheha ochel gvina hare yochel lechol milachmam. Because lemaisa, the one who's eating cheese, the one who's eating dairy, could eat from the bread of the ones who are eating meat. Even if the bread is filled with meat, As long as if he washed out his mouth, goes to kinuach and hadacha, so he's allowed to eat because you don't have to wait after milchiks to fleishiks. And therefore, even though the one who's eating meat can't join with the ones who are eating gvina, but the ones eating gvina could join with the ones eating meat if they do the proper preparation. Therefore, it's okay. The minog in the brackets, the Mishnah writes, the minog is ochel gvina hu amavarach brichas haziman, that the one who's eating the cheese is the one who leads the zimun, not the opposite, not the one who eats the basar. Shehu agorim la zimun, because the maisa, the one who's eating the cheese, is the creator of the zimun. It's only because he can eat from both his food and the other guy's food who's eating meat, is the zimun possible. And therefore, since he's the creator of the zimun, he leads the zimun. If you look at the Shaar Tzion, in Os Yud Beis, he writes, Hinei zeh niska b'magen Avram. This is brought down by the Magen Avram, the Etiku HaChayodim, the Chayodim brings it down as well. The Agraz v'derachayim lo Etiku davar zeh. However, the Graz and the Derachachayim did not bring this down. U'mashmaluch oredes lo svir lo zeh. Smashma, they don't hold of this. The Al-Koponim, at the very least, Heicha sha'uchal basar hu kohen. In the case of the one who's eating meat as a kohen, the yesh olav mitzvah de v'kidashto, where there's a mitzvah to give him to lead the benching because of the v'kidashto, l'chabdu shehu yamavar, to honor him to lead the benching, mistabra bevadai di yesha litchos mishu minag zeh. We're not going to push him off because of this minag. Even though it's true there is a minag for the one who's eating gvina to lead the benching, but the mice of the one who ate the meat is a kohen, and there's a mitzvah of v'kidashto for him to lead the benching, he would in fact, says the Chavos Chaim, lead the benching, overriding the minhag that the Mishnah Berurah brings down in the brackets from the Magen Avraham. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. Avol, im ochel gvina kosher. But if the person who's eating cheese, we get a little more complicated, he's eating hard cheese. Eina mitzarfim. Then they don't join together. Why is that? Sheha minhag achshav shelo leachol basar acha gvina kosher. Aidei kinuach v'adocha. Because the minhag nowadays is that we don't eat meat after gvina kasha with just kinuach v'adocha. And therefore, since you have to wait time after the cheese, so the one eating the cheese can't eat the meat till he waits whatever amount of time, 6 hours, and the one eating the meat can't eat the cheese unless he waits his 6 hours, and therefore we have the classic case of no one can eat with each other, and therefore they will not be mitzarif. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'ayta v'chein l'rosh chodesh atisha b'av. So too during the 9 days, she'ein ochlin basar rak v'su'udas mitzvah, where we don't eat meat except at a su'udas mitzvah, v'yesh and isharim gam bazeh, and some are makbid even at a su'udas mitzvah not to have meat, v'ochlin rak ma'achal echalav, and they have only dairy, k'mo shekasa v'simen tov kuf nun aleph. So osun shen isharim v'basar, those who are careful not to eat meat during the 9 days, v'ochlin chalav, and therefore they're eating dairy, ein mitzarfenim ochle basar, they can't join together with those who are eating meat. Why? They both can't eat with each other. The one eating meat can't eat with the one who's eating milk because he has to wait 6 hours. The one who's eating the milk can't eat with the one who's eating meat because he's makbid not to have meat during the 9 days, even at a suda's mitzvah. And therefore, both ways are blocked. It's not even a one-way street, and therefore they're not mitzarif. Elohim Kain, unless, very important point that Mishnah Berurah adds on over here, unless ochlu kezayis pas kodem she'ochle basar eschilu lecho basar v'lachmam, unless they all ate a kezayis of bread before the meat eaters started eating the bread with their meat. Therefore, in the beginning of the Suda, before the meat was brought out, they were still able to eat together from the bread, then they would be mitzarif. Oh, or another way they could be mitzarif, she'echa mibnei ha'suda ocha kezayis lechem acher she'enu meluchluch lo bevasiv lo becholov. If one of the people from the Suda ate a kezayis of different bread that wasn't on the table, that didn't become soiled with meat or with dairy, it was an innocent piece of bread that was not meluchluch with basar or cholov, there everyone could have joined and eaten that bread, that will join them together also. Shezem mitzarif as kulam, that would be a way to join together both the meat eaters and the dairy eaters. Sharei kulam yecholam le'achom ilachmo, because lamaisa they could all join together and eat from his bread. If you look at note 16, he writes, u'l'inyan kikar lechem shlema, when it comes to a complete loaf of bread, hamunachas al ha'shulchan, which is placed on the table, so Rav Moshe writes, she'ein lochu shema noga ba basar o gvina, you don't have to worry that maybe meat or cheese touched it. Sharei omedesi lechol ima basar gvina, since it's an innocent loaf of bread that hasn't been touched yet, so it could be omed for either basar or gvina. Memelon is harem asuadim shelo yiga bo echad mehen. Therefore, those who are eating are careful not to touch it. And therefore, that would be a case if there would be an untouched loaf of bread on the table that wasn't yet full of meat or full of cheese from those who are eating the meat or the cheese respectively, then it would be okay for them to join together for Zimun, because they all could have taken part with that neutral part of meat that was a full loaf of bread on the table that people are nizer not to touch until it gets opened. And that completes The siman, let's just read the last machaber and sevdalet again. Ein mezana misha ocha pochas mikazayas. You cannot make a zimun on someone who ate less than a kazayas. And amir tashem, in the next year, we'll begin siman kuf tzadi zayin.